This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Pfizer formally asked U.S. regulators Friday to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, starting the clock on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic, but not until after a long, hard winter. In remarks provided by Pfizer, CEO Albert Bourla says that his company is ready to ramp up vaccine production.
Based on current projections, we expect to produce globally up to 50 million doses in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021.
The action comes days after Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that its vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is a case in point. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
A World Health Organization guidelines panel has advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients, saying there's no evidence it improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the US and other countries, the drug has been standard since a government-led study found benefits, shortening recovery time for hospitalized patients by 5 days on average from 15 to 10. The WHO guidelines, stressing the drug does not save lives, is based on a study that was larger but much less rigorous than the US-led one that had found it had other benefits. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held his first in-person meeting since winning the election with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Friday. Biden's meeting with the top Democrats at his makeshift transition headquarters in downtown Wilmington, Delaware, comes as he continues to build out his White House team. Jen Psaki is with the Biden transition team.
They're in lockstep agreement that there needs to be emergency assistance and aid during the lame duck session to help families. There's no more room for delay, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
Prospects for new virus aid this year remain uncertain. Pelosi said that talks with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership on Thursday did not produce any consensus on a new virus aid package. Georgia's top elections official on Friday certified results showing President-elect Joe Biden won the presidential race over Republican President Donald Trump. The certification brings the state one step closer to wrapping up an election that has been fraught with unfounded accusations of fraud by Trump and his supporters. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, also a Republican, certified results reported by the state's 159 counties following a meticulous hand count of the 5 million ballots cast in the race. Russia has sent troops to reinforce its border guards in Armenia and secure a peace settlement with Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. The Federal Security Service head said Friday the deployment was made at the request of Armenia to maintain peace in the enclave. The mission involves 188 servicemen and military hardware. Russia has deployed nearly 2,000 peacekeepers to Nagorno-Karabakh in the last 2 weeks after a peace deal that halted 6 weeks of fighting between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The Spanish government on Friday promised to set up camps and shelters for 7,000 people in the Canary Islands to manage a surge in migrant arrivals that has overwhelmed local authorities and left thousands sleeping in the open. Almost 17,000 people have reached the Canary Islands so far this year, more than 10 times last year's total, after making the dangerous Atlantic crossing from North Africa. Rising coronavirus infection rates and dwindling aid for the U.S. economy gave investors pause on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials closed down 0.75%, the S&P dropped by 0.68%, and the NASDAQ lost 0.42%. You can find more on these stories at our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. One.